Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala li sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala li Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Sadaqallahu al-azim. The command that Allah tabarak ta'ala had given for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through him to every ummati of his, of how to conduct themselves when seeing the favors of Almighty Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصُّرُ اللَّهِ, when the help of Almighty Allah comes, or since the help of Almighty Allah has come, that نَصُّرُ اللَّهِ, which is known in Arabic as مُضَاف مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ, the relationship, when the help of Allah comes. The first lesson given in the surah is that man has to understand when any feat is realized, when the fruits of any efforts are shown, then he can never ever attribute it to himself and say, Nasri, Fathi, this is my conquest, this is my aid, this is my doing. Rather, Nasrullah, without the help of Almighty Allah, nothing would be acquired. It is in the verse, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that without aid from Almighty Allah, man has power to do nothing. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when aid of Allah, victory from Allah, when you will see that, then the individual is ordered to do three things. فَسَبِّحْ تَسْبِيحْ. We understand the word tasbih, the best tasbih is to say Subhanallah, that is a tree in Jannah. The meaning of this word Subhanallah, when any event, مُحَيِّرُ الْعُقُولِ, something which shocks the mind, some feat is acquired, attained, the fruits of one's effort are found, and man is forced to say, Subhanallah, I never thought it will be so unique. That Subhanallah means that indeed my Allah is most clean, most independent. My Allah is not in need of anyone or anything to bring about this result. Allah is pure from needing the help of anyone. Neither did Allah need anything's help, neither did Allah need anyone's help to bring about this result, which means that my aid and my help also, Almighty Allah, from the beginning till the ending, was not at all dependent on my aid and my help. Rather, it is the kindness of my Allah that He allowed such a huge event, such a huge khidmat to be completed, such a huge feat to be realized, and Allah tabarak ta'ala in His kindness allowed my hand to be used for bringing this out into the light. So the word Subhanallah is to say, Allah, I know that you were never in need of me. Rather, it was an honor you had given me to be able to be part and parcel of bringing about this great kamal, this great feat. That is that Subhanallah, fasabbih. Glorify Almighty Allah. Say that Almighty Allah is indeed free from all uyub, from all faults, from all defects, from all weaknesses. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify Allah, بِحَمْدِ, together with singing the praise of Allah. In singing the praise of Allah, the phrase that is most common is the word Alhamdulillah. Indeed, all praise belongs only and solely to Almighty Allah. It is in this phrase that the individual is making i'tiraf, accepting that kamal, perfection, is only for Allah. What goodness is being seen at the moment, the results of this year, if anyone has to praise anyone for it, indeed the only one that has to be praised is the Dhat, the being of Almighty Allah. If anyone else wishes to take for himself some recognition, indeed he has done the greatest level of injustice, because it was nothing but the kindness of Almighty Allah that allowed such a great feat to be realized. So فَسَبِّحْ فَسُبْحَانَ, that indeed my Allah was never in need of me. Rather, it was an honor for me that Allah utilized my hand, my body, my tongue for such a great khidmat of Islam. وَبِحَمْدِكْ, purity, praise indeed is only for Almighty Allah. And if this praise has to be given to anyone besides Allah, and that individual who is being praised then does not attribute it solely and only to Allah, he indeed has done the greatest of injustice, he is the greatest of liars. So Subhanallah wa bihamdik, glorify Allah, that Allah is indeed free from all defects, wa bihamdik, and then all praise is due only and solely to Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. The individual then ends with istighfar. Wastaghfir. That, oh Allah, you allowed me in your kindness to be able to do this. You allowed me to be able to fulfill this khidmah. But the nature of my body, the nature of my mind, the nature of myself is that if I even touch something that is pure, I make it impure. If I touch something that is clean, I always spoil it and I make it dirty. If I enter into something which is not affected, as soon as I touch it, it does become affected. Once my hand touches it, it becomes second hand. That is the nature of man. So beautiful it was to me, as soon as I touched it, look at the creases that has now come. No longer will it keep its beauty. When my nature in the things of this world is such, then what would be my nature be with regards to the matters of deen? Allah in His kindness, when He allows the hand, when He allows the tongue, when He allows the body to be used in the khidmah, in serving the deen of Almighty Allah, then indeed it is only right that individual starts making istighfar, saying, Allah, I ask you for your forgiveness, for indeed I am not clean to stand in this court. Whatever I have done, indeed is not clean to be presented in this court. The only thing that I can present is istighfar, to continue saying, O Allah, please forgive. O Allah, please forgive. Wastaghfir. Innahu kana tawwaba. When an individual will engage in the proper tasbih, subhanallah, tahmid, alhamdulillah, istighfar, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, you will find innahu kana tawwaba. Indeed, Almighty Allah is always ready to give attention. Allah is always ready to look back. The glance from Almighty Allah is gathered, that special tawwab, a special nazar, a special look from Almighty Allah, Allah coming towards the individual. All of that occurs when the individual says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, wa subhanallahi wa bihamdik, astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk, or anything similar, innahu kana tawwaba. The amount of tawajjuh, the amount of attention that he will then receive from Almighty Allah is indeed beyond explanation, beyond understanding. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow our rawiyah, our way, our manner, whenever we see any favor of Almighty Allah, to involve ourselves in so much of tasbih. And as we become older, Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, after the revelation of this verse, I found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerting himself in ibadat, in riyadat, in spiritual exercises, in a manner which he had never done before this year. The crux of this entire surah is Fathe Mubin, Sarasar Fadle Mubin. An open victory, if we ever see, we must know, no, it is not a victory. Rather, it is the open kindness of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow our minds and our hearts to go towards this year. Wherever we will see something that makes us happy, instead of lifting up two hands and saying, have you seen what I have done? Rather for the head to go down and immediately to start saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdik, astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayh. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
When the help of Allah and victory arrives
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
And you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ
So glorify your Lord with His praises and seek His forgiveness.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا
Indeed, He is ever accepting of repentance.